by Everest mistakes. Ostrowski is under center, hands off second man through Zuliger, gets a hole. He's across the 40, first down yardage. One of the Appleton defenders is hurt. Zuliger's got the best ground game for the Evergreen so far. He's across the 40 and into Lightning territory to the 48. That injured player popped right up and goes right back to the huddle. That was senior Max Carpenter. Good play for the Evergreens. Again, trailing 14-0. The Evergreens just have to be about their business, get some points back. Same formation, two behind, and the Evergreens hand off Zuliger. He's tripped up in the backfield, had his legs cut out from under him. Zuli goes back for 2 yards. So something good, something not so good. Evergreen sub in some different receivers. Ethan Ostrowski goes all the way over to the sideline. Orion Bowe comes out, and the Evergreens are opting for an extra tight end here. Colton Hall is in for the Evergreens. Hallenbach and Frelo are receivers up high for Everest. Ostrowski gets the snap, a handoff up the middle. Zuliger met at the line, no gain. Evergreens were hoping by putting those receivers up high that that would maybe shift the defense. It didn't. Here comes third and 12. Ball is just over the midfield line. The Evergreens picked up a third down earlier in this drive. See if they can do it here. Again, Evergreens huddle up. And now break the huddle with Hallenbach and Sfalo up high. Zuliger is the running back next to his quarterback, Ostrowski, who will work from the pistol here. Snap is down low, design rollout. Now some late pressure. Ostrowski holds the ball, throws to one-on-one coverage well over the head of Hallenbach along the far sideline and out of play. Fourth and 12. And just considering down and distance, the Evergreens will send out the punt team and will try and pin the Lightning back. This is still a dangerous spot in the game. The Evergreens are going to be kicking with the wind here. But the Lightning can put together long drives and you risk going down by three scores. So the Evergreens are going to punt and then put some pressure on their own defense. Brennan Neitzel to kick away. And here's the kick. It's a line drive. Bounces at the 20, takes a favorable roll to the 10, to the 5. The Evergreens will down it at the 4. That wasn't such a great punt off the foot, but a friendly roll for the Evergreens. 47-yard kick. And the Lightning will start pinned back deep. Again, when you're a really good offense and have a lot of tools, you can put together a long drive. That's what the Lightning will try and do here. 10:05 to play in the first half. Appleton North has the ball and a 14-0 lead. And again, even back in their own end, the play is already called from the sideline. They're right up to the line of scrimmage and are ready to go. Matthew Shekelman, the quarterback, will get this snap right at the goal line from the pistol, and he's going to hand it off up the middle. There's breathing room across the 10, out to the 15-yard line, blasting forward. That's a gain of nearly 10 yards on first down. It is, gain of 10. Austin Lowe carried there for the first time. Right back up to the line of scrimmage. Disheartening to see Appleton win so much at the line of scrimmage here. Hand off up the middle this time. The Evergreens bend that play back. No gain. That was carried by Cal Martin, and it's going to be second and 10. Evergreens win that battle at the line of scrimmage there. Colton Edens there for the Evergreens. Three receivers to the near side. Again, North sometimes has one of those receivers break back and uses the others as a blocker. Play here, pass, almost intercepted, wrapped up after a completion, and a gain of just 1 yard. Evergreens almost jumped that pattern. Holding on to the ball there is Kyle Funky, but it's third down and 9. Boy, does the Everest defense need a stop here, get the ball back. 8:55 and counting to play in the half. Three receivers up high again. Quarterback Shekelman calling for the ball, fakes the throw, good protection over the middle, that tipped and incomplete. The Evergreens have held, knocked away by Owen Latondres over the middle. and the Lightning go three and out. Evergreen's figure to get good field position here. The Lightning will be punting from deep in their own end. Alex Horan is the punter. Lightning huddle up before the punt, and they're short a player on the field. Someone's coming on late here. Lightning are going to have to get this punt off, or they're going to be doing it from 5 yards further back. Ty Strelo waits at midfield as the Evergreens are anticipating good field position. Horan's snap is low. It's loose back there, and the Evergreens have sacked him. He's down inside the 5-yard line. Oh, does opportunity knock for the Evergreens. The snap was down at the punter's feet. It one-hopped him, and then the Evergreens have tackled him back at the 3-yard line. So the Evergreens, after giving up points on mistakes, are now trying to capitalize on an Appleton North mistake. A lousy snap on a punt. And it's first and goal for the Evergreens at the 3-yard line. And here comes Ethan Ostrowski for the Evergreens. See if the Evergreens have an extra back or an extra tight end here to try and power this in. Zuliger and Orion Bowe are back there. Three backs behind Ostrowski. Handoff Bowe to the goal line, pushing. He got a yard, but did not get in. Advances from the 3 down to the 2-yard line. Here comes second down. Again, when everybody's in tight, North seems to have the advantage. The Evergreens may want to try and spread something to the edge here. We will go under 8 minutes to play in the half on this snap. Again, it's the jumbo package. Bowe, Zuliger, and they got a lineman in the backfield here. Zuliger to the goal line, right there. He is right at the goal line, but not in. They're going to mark the ball inside the 1. It'll be third down and very short. Zuliger was the tailing back there, so he got a little bit more momentum towards the line. But yeah, the ball is going to be spotted actually just outside the 1-yard line. Third down. Evergreens need to get this ball in. They go for it on fourth, but they're stopped, I would think. Again, it's Zuliger and Bowe. The Evergreens have a lineman there as well. Aiden Chacon is in the backfield. Zuliger again, blast to the end zone. This time he's in, I think. Oh my goodness, they're going to mark him short. The Evergreens lineman indicated touchdown, and none of the officials do. The Evergreens raised their hands like they were in, but both of the side judges come in and marked just short of the goal line. Boy, the nose of the football is practically touching the plane, but it is fourth down. And now it's the Appleton North crowd that's going to make some noise. The Evergreens go for it. Zuliger, Bowe, and Aiden Chacon are back there again. Ostrowski takes it himself. No question, he's in now. Touchdown, Evergreens. And a delayed call, too, so it's like the Evergreens had to earn every inch of that. Ethan Ostrowski, the Evergreens took 4 plays to travel 3 yards. Ostrowski on a 1-yard touchdown run gets the Evergreens on the board. Now on this cold night, we'll ask Bryce Morris to kick an extra point. Here's the snap, it's clean, to the uprights. That kick is no good, wide right. Our new score is 14-6. 6:38 to play until halftime, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Trailing 14-6. So each team has taken advantage of the other's mistakes. Everest defense forced a three and out last time they're on the field. Let's see if they can do it again. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. That's everythingevergreens.com. Ball is on the tee for Alex Schuster to kick off for Everest. Schuster's kick kind of hangs up in the wind, bouncing. Feel that ball is loose at the five-yard line. Picked up by the return man. This kind of messes up the timing for that wedge, and he's barely across the 20. Spot the ball at the 20 or 21-yard line. The Lightning will start there with a long field. 6.5 to play until halftime, which means you just figure each team will possess the ball one more time before intermission. So these possessions before the half are sure going to shape what the second half looks like. The Lightning spread out two receivers to either side. The Everest defense was good the last time they were on the field. Matt Shekelman, quarterback from the pistol, got a man in motion, throws underneath. His fullback complete, almost had the ball stripped out, forward for 3 or 4 yards, a reception for Cal Martin. He's out to the 27-yard line, 2nd and 6. Lightning again, all look over to the bench where the play is signaled in. No huddle, which means the Evergreens keep their regular defensive alignment on the field, and now Appleton North makes some late substitutions. Clock continues to move, under 6 minutes to play until halftime. Single receiver, extra blocking backs are in here for Shekelman, who hands off to Martin, gets the outside, while the Evergreens have not able to deny him the corner there. Martin got to the outside and gets first down yardage. Needed 6, he got 7. Again, the Evergreens look like they're going to have some contact at the line of scrimmage. Instead, it was Dominic Busco who chased him out. And the Lightning moved the ball and moved the chains too, out to the 32-yard line. Again, 3 receivers on the near side. Evergreens of Reese Ostrowski defending there along with Latondras. Long count at the line of scrimmage, design rollout. The protection is good, throw underneath. Wow, the Evergreens try to jump that pattern, but it's caught. The Evergreens gamble and will pay a price. All the way down the sidelines is Austin Williamson. Touchdown, Appleton North. The Evergreen defender tried to jump that pattern and tried to intercept the ball. And when he didn't get it, the receiver, there was no backside help. And down the field, the Lightning go. They've scored again. That's a 68-yard touchdown pass. Evergreens gambled, probably at a spot in the game where you really don't want to. Austin Williamson. Appleton North ready to try this point after. Or you know what? Their offense may be staying on the field here. Matthew Shekelman's throw was almost underthrown. That wasn't a really good throw from the sophomore quarterback. But again, if you're the defensive back, if you gamble to try and intercept that ball, you've got to get it. You can't not. The Evergreens had an injured player. That's the delay in trying to get this kick onto the field. Owen Latondras is coming off the field. Now in regular extra point formation. Brady Frantall snaps a little bit high. It's down to the uprights and good. 21-6. Well, it's just important that the Evergreens have an answer. Evergreens have occasionally moved the football in this game. The Evergreens have occasionally found the yards hard to come by. We're sponsored tonight by Country Fresh Meat. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. What the Evergreens want here is a methodical drive that gets them some points and not give the ball back to Appleton North. I mean, 21-6, you live to fight another day in the second half. But if you go down 27 or 28-6, game kind of feels like it's slipping away from you. So this will be an important drive for the Evergreens. Brady Frantall's got the ball on the tee. He'll be kicking into the wind here, which means this one's probably going to be returned. I don't think he's going to put this out the back of the end zone here. Whistle sounds. Lightning were offside there. No flag. Ty Strelo from his 10. Across the 15-20, hits the wedge, 25, pushing forward to the 26 or 27-yard line. First to 10 Evergreens there. 5:05 to play, all three of their timeouts. So the Evergreens' entire playbook is open. The Evergreens are looking for a sustained drive here. Like I said, just don't want to give the ball back to the Lightning with time and their timeouts in pocket. Evergreens want to make sure they go to the locker room down no worse than the 15 points that they're trailing by at this stage. The Evergreens' touchdown was not a drive. It was a turnover on a punt snap that was fumbled and recovered at the three-yard line. Ostrowski here, first and 10. He'll pass on first down. Good protection. Throws a deep ball into double coverage. A lot of bumping. Hallenbach is knocked down. Pass interference. Ball was thrown into double coverage. There's going to be pass interference here against the Lightning. Hallenbach was sandwiched between the two defenders. It was an ill-advised throw. You don't throw into double coverage like that when there's a chance of an interception. But this break is going to go for the Evergreens. Pass interference. We're going to walk off 15 yards. So the Evergreens will pick up yardage via penalty. It's going to move the ball out across the 40 to around the 42 or 43-yard line. Only the second time the Lightning have been penalized tonight. Yep, spot the ball at the 42. And this Lightning crowd leading by two touchdowns still doesn't like the call. On what was, I will just tell you, as obvious a call as you can imagine. Ostrowski went over to the sidelines to get his play here. First and 10 at the 42. Again, twin receivers to either side. Ostrowski from the pistol. Handoff. Zuliger, no, play action, he'll throw underneath to Ty Strelo. Strelo goes down to his knees, he trapped that. Was right at the sticks, would have been close to a first down. The pass was low to Strelo, and he cradled it instead of caught it. Second and 10. Stops the clock at 4:50. I can see what the Evergreens are doing here. The Evergreens are hoping that the pass game can kind of loosen things up and maybe free up some separation to their running backs. Lightning defense is fired up, waiting for the Evergreens to break the huddle on second and 10. Strelo and Hallenbach are down low. Two receivers, or two running backs here behind Ostrowski. Handoff Zuliger. Contact at the line of scrimmage. Zuliger tries to spin out of it, and he can't. No gain. Third and 10. This is exactly the spot the Evergreens did not want to be in. The Evergreens have to pick up this third and 10, or else they're giving the ball back to North. As North would have a chance to deliver a knockout blow before halftime. Now that's the problem with the incomplete passes. Incomplete passes stop the clock. Don't move the ball forward. Evergreens have been pretty good on third down today. Evergreens have Tanner Graham down low. Strelo's in the slot up high, and Hallenbach is up high too. Do they blitz? Good protection for Ostrowski. Now he'll tuck it and run. Ostrowski lunges forward, gets the first down. Very close to it. Yeah, they're going to mark him at the first down marker. And you know what? The Appleton North coach is helping the officials spot the ball here. Wow, that official had that at first marked for a first down. They're going to give Ostrowski a gain of 9. Why don't we just give the coach one of the zebra uniforms? He can call the penalties too. The official had that ball spotted 2 or 3 yards further downfield. The Appleton North coach bought the spot on that ball. It is 4th and 1, and the Evergreens are going to go for it. My goodness, that was initially marked for a clear first down. Sharks officiating crew could build a shrine to the Appleton North coaching staff. Now North is going to take a timeout. Evergreens will take a timeout. My goodness. Just one of the things that's in the memory banks from when we played here last summer. Again, it just makes sense. An officiating crew from the Fox Valley is likely to be assigned to this game in the Fox Valley. There are so many teams here. But it seems like there's just so much deference to the home team. We're brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. I'm Chris Conley, and the game situation is the ball's right at the 50-yard line, and it's 4th and 1. And the Evergreens are going to go for it. Really need to pick this up. If you don't, you give Appleton North a short field, and they already have a 21-6 lead. So, I mean, going for it is fine. You don't really disagree with the decision. It's just you have to execute and pick this up. It is an honest 1 yard that the Evergreens need. Evergreens offense is gathered right in front of their bench. Referees just indicated that this timeout is over, and the Evergreens will go straight to the line of scrimmage. Orion Bowe and Delton Zuliger are the running backs. Ethan Ostrowski handoff, Bowe at the line of scrimmage forward. He's got the first down. It'll depend on the spot. They're going to mark this as a first down, I think. You know what? Again, the official who's closest to the Appleton North bench has spotted that ball, I believe, right at the sticks. We're going to have a measurement. You know what? Where he's marked this ball, the Evergreens may be short. Boy, home team just gets every one of these breaks. My goodness. Visually, Ostrowski clearly had a first down. In fact, he had the first down back on third down, too. We're going to stretch out the chains, and this is going to be the closest of calls. We'll stretch this out, and by the length of the football, it's a first down. First down, Evergreens. Should not have been that close. 3:52 to play in the half. The clock will start again once the chains are brought back to the far sideline. And the Evergreens have broken the huddle and want to run another play right away. The ball is now in lightning territory at the 49-yard line. Ostrowski's under center. Handoff, second man through to the corner. Zuliger got a hold here that's coming back. Zuliger's got 12 yards, but there's a penalty marker down. Two officials saw the same thing. This is a hold on the run to the edge. It's coming back. I believe this happened after a gain of 6 or 7 yards. Holding Evergreens. It's a spot foul. So the penalty took place at around the 43-yard line. And we'll move the ball back to the other side of the 50 and back to the Everest 47. We will replay first down. It's going to be first and 16. I don't know. Zuliger, that's the right call. I saw that hold. Zuliger probably doesn't get the edge without the hold, so it's a legitimate flag. Replay first down. 3:39 and counting to play until halftime. Evergreens looking for some points to get a little bit closer, trailing 21-6. Twins to either side. Ostrowski from the pistol. Three-step drop. Protection's good. Now drills it over the middle. It's underthrown and intercepted. Across the 50, 40, back down the sideline. Penalty markers down. The receiver, the defensive back, brings it down to the 30-yard line. This return is coming back. Intercepted by Mason Hasley, a junior linebacker. The flag is back at the Evergreens 40-yard line. This is a block in the back against Appleton North. But more importantly, the Lightning get the ball, and it's the Evergreens' third turnover. Probably going to spot this ball back around the 50-yard line, but the Lightning are going to have every opportunity to extend their lead. 3:08 left, three touchdowns. This is going to be a 15-yard penalty. This is a personal foul. So the ball will move back to the 44-yard line in Appleton territory. First, I thought that was an illegal block. Would have been a 10-yard penalty. Then signaled as a personal foul 15 yards from the spot, which was during the run back. So Ostrowski has had two underthrown balls over the middle. Lightning have 14 points on the two Everest turnovers, and now they've got a third. Shekelman is up to the line of scrimmage. Again, play signaled in from the sideline. Snap, handoff up the middle. Martin is rolled out of bounds with a gain of just 1 or 2 yards. Evergreens did a good job defending the corner there. In fact, they judge he did not get out of bounds. Clock continues to roll. 250, 249, 248. Lightning do not use a timeout here. We'll play this as second down. Two receivers up high. Evergreen's pretty tight defense. You've got to keep this in front. Design rollout to Martin with blockers underneath. Got a hole. He's across the 50, 45. Penalty marker is down. This is going to come back. This appears to be a first down that I believe is going to be wiped out by penalty. This is going to be a block down field against Appleton North. This is coming back, I believe. Holding Lightning wipes out a first down. And we are waiting for this penalty to be assessed. Officials will be repositioning the ball, and we're going to replay second down. Ball moves back to the 49-yard line, and we'll replay this as second and 6. Again, this penalty came, about 10 yards downfield. Two receivers up high here. Clock winds. The bench is changing this play. Shekelman's looking over to the sidelines. Maybe something downfield here. Gets the snap. No, it's a handoff to Martin. Lowers his head, and he's got close to first down yardage. He's going to be just short. I believe this will be third and a yard maybe. Looking across the way. Yeah, that's not a first down. North's coming right up to the line of scrimmage like they want a quick snap here on third and about a yard. From the pistol, Martin up the middle. He's got the first down there. Blast forward down to the 40-yard line and moves the sticks. The clock is not really a factor here. 1:49 to play, and the ball's at the 40-yard line in Everest territory. Again, the Lightning could really put the Evergreens in a tough spot if they come away with points. The first down marker has been moved. Clock is moving again. 140, 139, 138. Shekelman is from the pistol. Got a man across the formation here. Martin is the running back. Throw over the middle into traffic. It's caught on a dead run across the 25, down to the 20-yard line. That's a well-designed play, and that's a first down. Austin Lowe out of the backfield, just outside of the red zone. 125 left in the half. Lightning swap in new personnel. Again, the Evergreens have to keep the Lightning out of the end zone here. Two receivers to the near wide side of the field. Martin's the fullback next to his running back. Swung out to Martin in the backfield. Down he goes. That ball's loose. The Evergreens have it. They're going to say he was down. They're going to say that he was down before he coughed up the football. The pass was caught in the backfield. And the Evergreens flung him back for a loss of 6 yards. Now they huddle up and they say, incomplete pass. Incomplete. Well, that's a break for the Lightning because it stops the clock with 1:05 to play. I guess. Two receivers, the two officials looked at each other and then quickly agreed that it was incomplete. Second and 10 at the 21-yard line. Again, three receivers bunched to the near side. They like this formation. throw to the receiver underneath, wrapped up, and down he goes for another loss. Into the backfield, Keaton Edwards jumped that pattern, backwards for 4 yards, and a penalty marker is down. What's this about? This is a dead ball foul, something that happened after the play. Let's see what happens. The Evergreens wrapped up that play for a loss of 4, and then after the tackle was made, this is going to be against the Lightning. It's going to be a dead ball. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct or a personal foul of some kind, and the Lightning are going backwards here. This is a huge break for the Evergreens. The officials now are huddling up. You can't possibly pick up that flag. That flag was thrown. And we are indeed going 15 yards back. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Appleton North. That moves them from the 25-yard line all the way back to the 40. And because that's a dead ball, they don't get to replay that down. It's going to be third down here. And that happened after the play was over, so the play itself stands. Here comes third down and 29. So a penalty may keep, no, that's a bobbled snap, and the throw is incomplete. Shekelman juggled that snap and then got rid of the football quickly, and the clock stops with 42 seconds left. Do the Lightning punt here? I think they are. They're not going to want to give the Evergreens the ball near midfield. They're going to just kick this ball away. So the Evergreens will get the ball with about 40 seconds left. Two timeouts if the Evergreens want to keep the gas pedal down here. The Evergreens do not have a return man here. They're going to try and rush this kick, and they're not really sure that the Lightning are going to kick it. Punter waits back at his 50-yard line. And they are indeed going to kick this away. No one's back there. Bounces at the 10, rolls to the 5, and is down. That's in the end zone. No, down at the 1-yard line. So the Evergreens are going to start right in the shadow of their own goalposts. Had no receiver back there. And the Evergreens wanted to defend against a possible fake or try and block that ball. And the Lightning got exactly what they wanted out of it. They've pinned the Evergreens back at the 1. 33 seconds left, and the Evergreens will have to make sure they move this ball forward. You don't want to give up 2 points here. Evergreens huddle up underneath their own goalposts. It's 21-6. Again, here in the shadow of the end zone, if you're tackled in the end zone, that's a safety. A penalty within the end zone against the offense is also a safety. And if you remember from week 7 against Marshfield, intentional grounding in the end zone is a safety. And Ethan Ostrowski will get the snap from under center at his goal line. Gets the snap, handoff. Little bit of breathing room as the Evergreens move this ball out to the 1 or 2 yard line. Not much room there. Still going to spot the ball inside the 1. The Lightning may take a timeout and make the Evergreens run another play from here, and they are. Lightning will take a timeout. Yeah, that's marked for no gain. So the Lightning want to make the Evergreens do that again. Evergreens will come over to their sideline. They'll get to huddle up and at least will get the play that they want. So the Evergreens are not really thinking about scoring points in this spot of the field. You're thinking about not giving up points via a safety. And now the Appleton bench is arguing that there should be more time on the clock. There's 18 seconds. I tell you, this Appleton coaching staff works hard. They work the officials hard on game day. My goodness. DC Everest football on Fox Sports is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Call for a free consultation. DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. And InterCity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank with locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Appleton North defense is back on the field. Evergreens come out of the huddle. We will recap the Everest season week by week at halftime. And Liz Holbrook is in our Fox Sports Game Night studios with all of our scores. From the one, second down, Lightning almost jumped offside. Ostrowski, long count. And Ostrowski handoff, second man through, plunges forward out to the 2-yard line. That's Zuliger. I think the Lightning want to stop the clock again. They do. And you know what? They did indeed put time back on the clock as the clock stays at 18 seconds. They put that clock back to 23 and now down to 18. Here's third and eight. And the Lightning have one more timeout remaining, so they could at least potentially force the Evergreens to punt this ball. They got it a cold night. All kinds of things can happen when you try and punt, as the Lightning have found out. It was a botched punt by Appleton North that led to the Evergreens' only points of the evening. 21-16 now. Doesn't make much of a difference if the Evergreens decide to throw or pass. Unless they can pick up the 8 yards needed here on third down, they'd be in a punting situation regardless. So maybe from their own end zone, maybe the Evergreens want to take a shot downfield. From the maybe there's nothing to lose department. Again, the North defense is out on the field faster than the Evergreens offense. And the Evergreens are spreading out receivers to either side. Hallenbeck is up high, Strelo's down low. And Ostrowski will work from the pistol here on third down. And the Evergreens have jumped off sides. We're going to go half the distance back to the goal line. There's movement on the left side of the Everest offensive line. That moves the ball back inside the one. It's between the goal line and the 1 yard line. So there's just no margin for error here. Evergreens trying to get these final 18 seconds of the half into the books, trailing 21-6. Under center here, Ostrowski will hand it off, and this is going to be a safety. The Evergreens did not get forward progress, pushed back into the end zone. I believe this is a safety. It is. The penalty made that worse. The Evergreens handed off. Gelton Zuliger was swarmed under, and the Lightning get a safety, 23-6. So the Evergreens could not get out without giving up points. Ouch. Hate to say it, but the Lightning won the line of scrimmage on each and every one of those goal line plays. The Evergreens have a player down in the back of the end zone. So not only could the Evergreens not get to the half without giving up points, the Evergreens have an injured player as well. Now this message from everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score and see the highlights of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans. Everythingevergreens.com is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, Tulusty, Kennedy and Dirks, Attorneys at Law. That's everythingevergreens.com. It is all the way on the far side of the field. And that is the Everest quarterback, Ethan Ostrowski, who was injured. Senior quarterback limping off the field for the Evergreens. You know what? Let's revise the call there that we initially called that a safety. On the field, this is called as a fumble, recovered by the Lightning in the end zone. Touchdown, not a safety. And we know that because the Lightning are lining up for an extra point. So the Evergreens fumbled that ball in the end zone. It's not a safety, it's a touchdown. And the extra point is good. 28-6. Wow. So Ostrowski injured, ball fumbled in the end zone. That's the ruling there. Appleton North kicks the extra point through, and that's just a disastrous sequence for the Evergreens. A fumble in the end zone. It's the difference between 2 points and 6 points. 28-6. My goodness. Again, the Appleton North defensive line pushed the Everest offensive line back on each one of those plays as they were able to down the ball right at the one-yard line. Evergreens got the ball out to the three. The Evergreens jumped off sides, had the ball moved back inside the one. And then again, the ruling on the field was a fumble in the end zone, not a safety. So now Appleton North has to kick off to the Evergreens with just 10 seconds left. Boy, the difference between the two-point safety and the touchdown there just changes the look of the half completely. And for the Lightning, that's 1, 2, 3 touchdowns off Everest turnovers. Brady Frantel to kick off. Kicks deep to the 5-yard line. Ty's Fraley. Let's see if Ty can run one all the way back. Ty hits the hole. Tangled up to the 26-yard line with 4 seconds left. I believe the Evergreens will take a knee. In fact, what we're looking to see is who is going to come out at quarterback for the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski injured on the fumble in the end zone. The Evergreens have turned the ball over 4 times. And Ethan Ostrowski has indeed answered the bell. He's going to come out and take this snap. Time for a heave downfield, I would think. 28-6, Lightning in the final moments of the half. Snaps down low. Ostrowski, patience, rolls out, throws underneath. It's complete to Hallenbeck, who looks to lateral that back, though he holds the ball. Hallenbeck took a big hit out of bounds. The Evergreens are looking for a flag. None is coming. The pass was complete for a gain of 19 yards, and that's it. The Evergreens thought that Hallenbeck was smacked A, up high. Hallenbeck's talking with the referee as he's moving over to the sidelines. Instead, we have reached halftime. Well, I mean, the bottom line of this first half is the Evergreens have not been careful enough with the ball to beat a good team. 4 turnovers, and the Lightning have 4 touchdowns. It is 28-6 at halftime. Liz Holbrook is in our Fox Sports Game Night studios. We'll recap the 2019 football season week by week for our halftime activity, and then we'll come back here to Appleton North, where the Lightning get the kick to start the third quarter. And they do have a 28-6 lead over D.C. Everest. You're listening to Everest Football on Fox Sports Wausau, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride.